Hi, this is Bob Miller of the Los Angeles Kings. You're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So the Colorado Avalanche have won the Stanley Cup.
Woo!
That's right. Jack Johnson, Big Mac, and Darcy Kemper are Stanley Cup champions. Believe that shit. Jack
There's
Johnson.
A few other guys on the team too that are also.
They're four. They don't count because they were, you know, once a king, you're always a king, right?
Not according to Cohen.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, it's Jesse. Yeah,
he's entitled to be wrong.
It's very, just like us, right?
Yeah, not very often though.
but that means it's officially rumor season. So let's start some. See what happens. I'm Dennis Wilson.
Let's get weird.
That's James Whitlock.
I like weird.
And Jordan Heckman.
Oh, yeah. In celebration of the Avs' win of the Stanley Cup, I am drinking Rocky Mountain piss water tonight.
Rocky Mountain piss water.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell Army.
You know what they say about Coors Light?
No.
It's like having sex in a canoe. It's fucking near water.
Wow. All right.
All my homies love piss water. Thank you.
Starting off strong.
Hit record.
Hi, Mikey.
Oh, man.
All right.
It's off season, baby.
It is.
Yep.
Now it's time to get boring.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of boring.
But how dare you?
I was talking about James.
Hi, Denise.
Nope, we're keeping the first one. I'm not putting your correction on there.
Right. I've been getting it since as long as I can remember. Don't worry about it. And when I was in elementary school, yeah, even all the way through high school, substitute teacher guaranteed to say Denise.
Oh, really?
All the tenants guaranteed.
God bless.
Those fantastic educators.
I think it happened more times than they ever got it right. Like, I think so much that I don't ever remember a substitute getting it right. It was always Denise. Yep.
They substituted your name for a female's name?
Pretty much. Yay.
All right, James. Pay the bills.
That's racist.
What? How is that racist?
I don't know, but I guess everything's racist now, so.
Hey, the action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to play and bet on your favorite teams, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. Wait, what?
What?
You can tell this is my first time reading that. That's pretty dope. You can throw down on the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlay spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. We got a lot of things happening over the summer, so make sure you keep an eye on your favorite sport. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. It says to talk about your upcoming game of choice, but ours just ended. So it's kind of like you caught me off guard, DraftKings. All right, so download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See their show notes for details.
Risk-free. How does that work?
Yeah, you just get that credit. You probably just get
how many ping pong balls do you need to make that work?
That's Cinnamon.
All of them. Who's Cinnamon?
Like I said, I know a place.
She sounds nice.
Is it warm and toasty?
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
All right. You know I can't post any of these comments while I'm reading, right? So, Mikey, we're going to fly through them.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep. James ruins jokes.
Second James. I'm surprised you put that one up there.
Yeah. If I know, what he's going to put it in. He's probably in the 15 voicemails he's left, so. Not getting away from it anytime soon.
But how many times in each voicemail?
I try. Ooh. Yeah, that's the problem. It's like I can't. Actually, I can't. I got a mute button. Why didn't I think of that? I just watch the transcript and see when it's coming. Anytime my name is in it, I'll take the risk of him saying something nice because I know that doesn't happen.
Don't worry. I got access to the originals. We'll just put those in there.
Well,
right, so
you won't put the work in, so I'm good.
You're probably right.
All right, so thoughts on the series? Everyone's happy?
Yeah.
Everyone's happy except Coop.
I don't think he's losing any sleep.
He seemed to be in pretty good spirits afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, he was smiling after the fact. And I mean, can you really be that upset? You just won two Stanley Cups.
And maybe I had a chance at a third.
Had an excellent chance at the third. I mean, you just got outplayed at the end of the day. I don't know if – I mean, coaching obviously had something to do with it. But fucking Avs were unstoppable, and I didn't want to jinx it, but I – the minute the playoffs started, I felt like the Avs were winning the Stanley Cup.
You got to give it to Coop, though, with that interview with Weeksy. He gives a good closing argument, so –
What was it? I don't know if I caught that.
Are you saying
that
because he's a former lawyer?
Yeah, that was my lead. But it was really good. He's like, listen, you tend to remember the teams that win, right? And the teams that don't win, those kind of fade. And I've been fortunate enough to win on multiple levels, and I remember all those teams. And I'm going to tell you what, this team this year is probably going to be the most memorable.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, if you could see what's happening his own in the team? Locker room right now. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, what's happening in the locker room right now. It's funny because he did point out stupid face Perry. And he said, you know, there's a reason he's been to three finals in a row. Didn't say anything about losing them all, but like, because that guy's a winner. Well, apparently yeah, not.
When it's second place.
I did see something on Twitter either today or yesterday that said the Leafs are going to sign Perry just so they can make it past the first round.
That's funny.
That's probably my favorite stat of the season. Perry, three finals in a row lost.
I can't think of a better stat.
It's on three different teams.
On three different teams. Yeah. Yeah.
First person in the NHL to do that.
Incredible.
Yeah, like kind of happened to a better guy.
You're a loser on so many new levels.
And the fact that he ruined the Patrick Maroon streak, like, you know, that he's a real douchebag.
That just shows you how strong his curse is.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be that much of a douche.
Scoosh. Yeah.
Or he's just a cup chaser.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to be welcomed onto the team. The team has to agree.
Yeah.
Which probably ain't going to happen anymore. Not going to work here anymore.
I don't know if anybody the summer before would have picked Dallas to be in the final. There are not many people anyway.
They had a decent team.
They had a decent team, but, you know, before Perry signed, would you have picked Dallas to be in the final?
No, but I mean, I feel like Dallas is definitely built for the playoffs. And we saw that again this year. You know, or am I confusing them with St. Louis? Anyways, I do feel like Dallas is kind of built like as a playoff team, like kind of like, you know, the ways that the Kings were built back in the early 2010s, where they were built for playoffs and not necessarily the regular season. So I think they're always a slight threat.
Yeah. And Mikey's pointing out Perry thought the Habs were going to the final.
That's true.
Not many picked them either.
Yeah.
Maybe Coop's got a point.
Maybe. Well, but
that Perry's the one that helps get him there?
Yeah. I don't think so, but.
I mean, Lehkonen was playing for the Habs last year, and he won a cup, so.
Fair enough. Perry just a poor man's Kadri?
Poor man's Kadri.
I don't know. I don't know if Perry's ever been suspended in the playoffs.
I'm going to say Perry's annoying, and he's like dirty in a different way. He's not dirty like he's going to go out and injure you.
That's what I'm saying. He's just Kadri light.
He doesn't score as many goals. Yeah. So yeah. I'm
light in every way.
I think you just justified James's.
No, I'm working. I wasn't trying to argue. I was just trying to work it out, in my head, but out loud.
Got it. Did you see Kadri's quote that night?
Remind me. I know I heard something.
It was something along the lines of, like, for all the people who thought I was a liability in the playoffs, you can kiss my ass.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe they took a few dollars off of his contract next year, wherever he ends up signing, but that dude's still going to get paid.
Yeah, he's going to get paid.
Who gets paid more? Kadri or Douchebag Kane?
You know what's sad? I feel like it's going to be Kane.
I feel like it's going to be Kane, but out of the two, it should be Kadri.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. Look at their ages. So Kadri is 31. What can I think of his fucking first name?
Evander.
Yeah, that's a dumb name. 30 years old, so not that much different.
Mm-mm.
Man, I just feel like while their argument could still be made that they're both liabilities on the ice, I feel like Kane is more of a liability off the ice. And I think people are going to take that into consideration. They're going to see how much he burned the Sharks. Because we know, Kadri's been good wherever he's been. Like, he's been good on the Leafs. He's been good, since then. And Kane disappeared for the 3 years he was on the Sharks, or 2.5 or whatever it was.
Well, also, so
that needs to be taken into consideration. Any team that's going to do the research is going to look at that.
Kadri has started to kind of turn it around and clean up his game a bit. And I don't know if that's coaching on the Avs. It's one season where he played.
Didn't he get suspended for a game this playoffs?
He did, but he only got suspended once. Yeah. Compared to years past, I think he got suspended a couple of times throughout the year.
Yeah.
But his name used to be in the headlines a lot for questionable hits and whatnot. So he's cleaned it up a bit, and that might be the organization demanding it. But
sure.
I mean,
it's a contract year. And he's realizing that people are going to be paying closer attention.
Maybe. But, Kane's just still a piece of shit, so.
Yeah.
Off the ice and also on the ice.
It'll be very interesting. I could see Kane getting paid more per year, but signing a shorter contract.
Probably.
Like more of like a prove-it deal, like a one or two-year deal where Kadri could sign a 3-5.
I don't think it's wise for any team to lock up Kane for any length, more than 2 years. Just because of that, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and I think the same argument could be said for Kadri as well, but I think more teams are going to be willing to take a longer extent. I mean, he's 31 years old. He's going to want a longer deal because this is going to be his last deal unless he signs like a sweetheart deal at the end of his career with whatever team that he ends up playing for next.
Maybe. I think that Colorado would, if he take a friendly deal, team friendly deal, Colorado probably like to have him back.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't looked at it intently, but Colorado's got like 7 or 8 free agents, that they would need to re-sign with not a lot of cap room. And a lot of these guys, including Kadri, deserve a raise.
Well, it's going to go depend on if they want to make big money or do they want to win.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Wow.
The Kadri show.
Sorry, 12 free agents.
Wow.
Including their goalie.
So what do you make of Tampa Bay bitching about all these too many men and all that shit? All the missed calls and whatnot.
I mean, I if you want to call them missed calls, like, you can call them missed calls, but those don't get called in the majority of the games.
Right. Right. It probably is equal or less than, you know, than the regular season, but that's the way it should be.
Right.
Yeah, I saw they one of the news outlets had interviewed former refs, and they all said that doesn't get called.
No.
Yeah. There's very few,
especially in the playoffs, that will call that.
Yeah.
And like, and if you really want to go back and look at it, like, I know the one that was the first big quote unquote mistake was with McKinnon getting off the ice. McKinnon. And he was just as close to the bench as two Tampa Bay players were for the majority of it, and they had seven guys on the ice.
Is that the one where the Kadri game winner, when Kadri jumped on for, right, McKinnon or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one where they said that one doesn't get called, which is funny because the year before in the Islander series, they won the series on a short, or was it maybe not the series, but they won the game on a shorthanded goal, and Tampa had seven skaters on the ice, and they were supposed to be shorthanded.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's not like the refs are taking that into consideration, but. I don't know if it's karma, but you kind of got to look at that and be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We got away with that one.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you hear Coop's, he kind of took back his comments after the game when he said we should still be playing. He kind of walked that back a bit the next day when he said, I didn't realize that there were seven players. We had seven guys on the ice.
Yeah, and he's been pretty good at keeping himself honest, too. There was another incident when it was after game four, he cut it short. And he came back like the next day to like apologize and like, hey, like, I reacted poorly. Like, I would like to take, you know, further questions today.
Dennis was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the same incident? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was in the finals. Yeah.
The funniest one was when Alanis-Skog lost part of his skate and had to be ushered back by McKinnon. You got your two top guys out of the play, and someone jumps off 2 seconds early. But those two guys are out of the play. Like,
and the Tampa bench was screaming.
Yeah,
too
they
many
were
minutes.
Yes. I mean, I feel like this is like at this point, this is the third or fourth time they've been screaming it. But still, in this circumstance, you got a player that's disabled, another player that's taking him off. It's almost a gift, you know, if you're not taking advantage of those two guys being out of the play.
Yeah,
five seconds. So,
the game before, towards the end of the game, when Colorado took that too many men on the ice penalty, it was because Perry was on the end of the bench and started screaming at the refs that they had too many men, and they got called.
And they
for
got it. They got the call.
Yep, they got Perry the call.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's why
at
Coop
some
likes
point,
him.
Yeah, right. Because he's a fucking narc.
Yeah,
he's
a fucking snitch.
I mean, at some point, like, it's the fucking Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, if you see that, maybe call it out. But then you risk. You know, it turned into the boy that cried wolf, and I think that's eventually what it turned into in that final game. And the director's like, whatever, scream it all you want. We're not calling it unless it's egregious.
I feel that one that James was talking about, you got two best players, like, no one's calling that. No.
Right, right.
And that's just, I think shit like that started getting in Tampa's head. You know, they were getting upset about things like that rather than playing their game, because that third period, man, Colorado put on a fucking defensive clinic.
Yeah, it was like 15 or 16 minutes in, and Tampa only had like two shots on goal in the third period.
Yeah. When you're down by one, yeah, and you got two shots on goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Colorado fucking
need to
dominated.
Extend the series at home.
Yeah. They dominated that period.
Yeah, it was wild just to see them turn it on. Like, it was no surprise, but like, it was still crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously Tampa's really fucking good at hockey, so to watch a team shut them down like that was really impressive.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, their defensive core is fucking legit, man. You got, you know, Kale, who's really good offensively, but also on the
get yourself a Kale McCarr.
I was just gonna bring that up. Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Probably best quote of the season.
Yeah, it's like, how do you? What was the question? Is like, what can teams take from your victory and your series? Like, how can they mimic you?
Yeah,
get yourself a Kale McCarr.
Get yourself a Kale McCarr.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Great fucking line.
Yeah.
Kerf the Nerf. What's up, fellas? What's up, Kerf? I feel like there's a secret meaning behind that name, and I like it.
I'm just waiting for them to point out that it's something negative about you.
I hope it is. I hope it is.
I don't know what it means, but I like it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, three, Jordan.
I mean, last Jordan's 3 years, everybody's been calling shit. Jordan the Kerf.
That'd be great.
That's funny.
All right, so we're all happy. It went the way we wanted.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Fuck Perry.
But how do we feel about them being open up as 6-1 favorites next year with 12 free agents?
I don't know. I haven't read the article, but I found it right before we started. Apparently, NBC believes that Colorado is built to last. So with 12 free agents, a lot of the guys probably wanting raises. That's a tough ask.
Yeah. 12 free agents and 25, almost $26 million to do it. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty tough.
They're not keeping all of them.
No, there's no way you can't.
No, but there is a chance that some people say, I take a cut to keep this thing rolling.
This is a hockey podcast, Mikey, okay? So we'll talk about Colorado if we want.
Go Kings, go. That might be in reference to the note about the 6-1 odds.
Oh, maybe.
So,
fair enough.
Studio. It's a studio.
Studio.
Here, I mean, Jordan's definitely in a garage.
I have a Fatheads right there.
So it's official.
I have an IKEA wall.
Side it is. There you go. All right. Should we talk about Kings? Any players you hope for the Kings to sign this offseason besides, you know,
Forsberg? Gerudio is not a player, all right?
That might be another name for a garage.
Studio.
Studio in the garage. Gerudio.
Garage studio.
Gerudio.
That was rough.
In my head it played.
I mean, all I right. did.
Workshop.
All right. I mean, who do we hope? I mean, obviously Forsberg, right?
Like, do you want realistic or like hopes and dreams?
I mean, hopes and dreams, Forsberg.
I think.
I mean, hopes and dreams. I want Dustin Brown to come back and score 30 goals.
On defense.
No, I don't think that's happening.
On okay. defense. Well,
like,
on defense.
Dustin McCarr.
Dustin McCarr.
You know, we were actually looking at the free agent list before this, and there's some interesting names. I mean, like, you know, there's some age on here with, like, Malkin, Bergeron, Chris Letang. But, like, signing one of those guys, like, that's been on multiple Stanley Cup winning teams. And, you know, I was looking at some graphic not too long ago. Boston has the most playoff wins in the last decade, like, by a huge margin.
Really?
Yeah. So just being able to have that much experience from any one of those guys on the team with the young core that we have, you know, coming up now. And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone from Boston, but I think that they signed someone who's got a ton of experience in the playoffs, you know, like God, what the fuck's his name? Who's the defenseman that we have from Vancouver? That we're probably not going to sign. Yeah, Edler. That, you know, has a ton of experience, but like they can bring that playoff experience, like, and really, you know, send it home and hopefully make a deeper playoff run next year. Also, Phil Kessel, you know,
is he a free agent?
Yep,
Phil the Thrill.
Did he hit 44 assists last year or last season?
Any bad. How many goals?
For the we don't talk about that.
Follow up questions, right?
It's in the single digits, and it's not good.
Take a guess. Four comes to mind, but I think it's six.
I was thinking seven.
Okay, Dennis is closer. Without going over, Price is Right rules. Eight. Yep.
That's not good for Phil.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, if we're looking at goal scorers here, like if you want someone who's actually going to score some goals, which we're kind of looking at left wing, hopefully, Goudreau, 40 goals, 75 assists, 115 points.
Giroux's available too.
Yeah, he is.
Goudreau's not. He's going one of two places, and he's probably staying in Calgary.
Where's the other option?
Flyers.
Oh yeah, I heard that. I think he probably takes a small hometown discount and stays.
After the run that they had, like, I can see that.
Yeah, clearly he's thriving. In Sutter's, you know, system for whatever reason, because that has never been fruitful for offense, but. and then obviously Forsberg with 42 goals, 42 assists, total of 84 points in 69 games. Jesus Christ.
Who's dinging?
It's me. Sorry.
Turn your shit off.
I'm popular.
All right. Mikey says first line left wing or top four left-handed defenseman. That's what the Kings look for.
That's what they need. Edler's probably not staying around, unfortunately. I'd like to keep him for cheap, but probably not going to happen.
And we talked about this pretty recently. Like, I think he's pretty replaceable.
Yeah, he's going to be replaceable. So to go like first line left wing or top four left-handed D, you need both. That's what we need to do. I think Hovland's been very, very clear about it. The one's going to come from free agency. One's going to come from a trade. It's who's going to be available.
But there's also talk about bringing one of those guys in from within, like turning Kaliev into a 30-plus goal scorer, which I don't know if that's possible quite yet.
If you can, you can. But, I mean, there's got to be somebody probably that they're going to bring in order to kind of fill that gap. Hey, man, if you can get Kaliev to be a 30-goal scorer on the third line, that'd be amazing.
That's not his home, though, in the long run. Like,
he is a top six, and that's the jump that they want him to make for next season. Can he?
I mean, he's also been in increasingly, like, notated as one of the untouchables in a trade scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Moving Walker is probably a priority, as well as I follow.
No, moving Walker to the left.
Just to the left.
Oh, to the left. Oh, and got you. Yeah, I think he can do it.
He can do it, but he's also a trade piece. But with the injuries, especially his last one, it'll be interesting to see if they can move him.
See, Mikey gets it.
Yeah,
but Walker,
Mikey, he's gone
before the deadline. Yeah, I agree. I think he's probably the most expendable piece right now, as long as he can stay healthy, not take a puck to the face or get pretzeled up with a dude falling to the ice.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're going to use him as a trade piece, the Kings have an advantage of his injuries being not abnormal.
Yeah, not something that's like a bad back.
Yeah.
How did he heal up from what was ACL?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
So how did he heal up from that? If he can prove himself, and you can before the deadline, I think he is definitely a good trade piece. Yeah. He's got value.
And here's what's going to happen is he's going to get traded and he's going to never get hurt again, ever.
Well, he's going to be like 27, 28, something like that next season. So he's still young enough to move.
Is he that old?
Yeah, he's something like that. Let's see.
Kerr says Anderson, Walker, and then Edler, Mata, Toby.
Oh, you're right, 27.
Yeah, Mata.
I remember you corrected me on that because I thought he was a lot younger.
Yeah, blind squirrel finds the nut every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest wild card is going to be in what they are going to do, like with trade deadline type stuff, is going to be if Clark can make it.
Which I mean, a lot of people are arguing he's the most NHL ready prospect that we have, like including Byfield. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
He's big as a defenseman. So,
yeah. But I don't know. I saw Mikey said that Mott is gone, and I and James kind of scoffed at it too. I wouldn't hate to see him stay. Like he's been slow to start, and we've talked about that in the past. That he's admittedly slow to start into a system, and he settled in really nicely towards the back end of this season, and he is not a liability at all.
He is a huge reason why the Kings made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Huge reason. If they can make it work and still have a spot for him, that's going to be the problem. I think they can make it work money-wise. I think it's a matter of having a spot.
Sure.
Because that side is just clogged.
Is Brent Clark a right-handed too?
I don't know. We can find out.
It's the Googles. Rant Clarky.
Clarky.
19 years old.
6'2", 190. Shoots right. Yet okay. Another right-handed D.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be tough to kind of to see someone who like stepped into such a tough role with, you know, defenseman after defenseman going out and playing so well and just letting him go for nothing.
So, Mott is left. So I mean, we need left D, so maybe they make it work.
Yeah.
So since we're talking about all this, how about we talk about the observations made on the social medias about Turcotte making some changes?
I mean, I don't think he's making changes, and that's potentially the reason why he's been so weird on social media.
He's made
it's
changes.
Not his choice.
He's apparently removed. I never saw it with it, but apparently removed all Los Angeles related things in his bio section of his social media.
Yeah, he's still following the Kings. No, he's still following the Kings. If you look,
it just says like,
and then did it because of the backlash.
No, there were people that went and searched and unless they were searching something else to fake it, but. Basically, having screenshots showing that he was not.
People would never lie on the internet, Dennis.
Never.
Yeah, what the fuck
never.
Are you doing, dude?
It's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Yeah, it's fact. It memorializes the truth.
Yeah, yeah. I watched Loose Change. I know what's up.
Just like Top Gun was a documentary, right?
According to some people.
Mm-hmm. James Whitlock.
Not my cousin Kevin. Two Navy guys could not be more on the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to Top Gun.
Wait, did you just say that James is on the spectrum?
Yes.
Okay.
It fits, right?
Well, not far.
Doughty is the reason Bjornfoot played as much as he did the first 2 years. Did Doughty even play with Bjornfoot?
No, he was really touting Mikey, though. Mikey was kind of his guy.
Full-bodied spectrum. Wow. I think Mikey's hitting on you.
I don't hate it.
James just kind of, yeah.
James is kind of blushing.
Okay, so he did early on, not this year. Okay. I mean, Doughty played like half a year or so.
Yeah.
I like the Doughty-Anderson combo, though. They seem to play very well together. I like that Mikey is the stay-at-home guy. I mean, that's something he had a problem with that they needed from him is for him to activate and help out with offense more. And it's not really his game. So I like that Doughty's always kind of wanted a stay-at-home guy and a more defensive guy so he can do more and be more active. So
stay-at-home defensemen are cheaper too. So there you go.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
They don't win Norris trophies, so you don't get the Norris trophy tax.
Exactly.
So, Turcotte.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know. He is definitely a trade piece, but again, he's going to be tough to move. The dude's had multiple concussions already. That's going to be tough.
CTE. Yeah. can't spell DeBrincat without CTE.
Wow.
I think that's right too. But so the rumors are swirled around DeBrincat with Chicago. It's obviously going to take more than Turcotte to.
Oh, it's yeah.
You know, pull that. So what do you think would be the other pieces if that is?
I have no idea. I have no idea what Chicago's looking for.
God, he is a tiny man.
Who, Turcotte?
No, DeBrincat.
Says Turcotte.
He's not, he's not 5'7".
Is DeBrincat 5'7"?
According to Google.
That's like Oscar Mueller short.
Yeah, Turcotte's 5'11". So...
Chicago trying to add size.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, and that's the thing that kind of worries me, and that's why I don't know if really DeBrincat is the trade that they make. I mean, it was Blake made it very clear at exiting interviews that they were going after size and grit in the offseason, and that ain't
so, it. So I want to throw out a name that the mayor threw out.
Bob Dole.
Yeah, when I think it was on TSN or something recently. I don't know. He posted it up on Twitter today, one of his radio appearances, and he threw out Delorier as a possible target because of size and grit.
I think Kevin Fiala might be the answer, unfortunately. I don't hate Delorier. I mean,
it's gonna be cheap.
He's gonna be cheap. But like I see him more of as like a Lemieux replacement, which
that's what he would be, a Lemieux replacement, but will actually fuck somebody up.
Yeah,
he's not. He's got a slight pest to him, not as much as Lemieux, but he will fuck somebody up. He's more of a Big Mac replacement with maybe a tiny bit more skill.
Yeah, and he plays offense. Which I mean, we don't need the size on defense because. Like, there's a logjam there anyways, unless you're going to bring in a ton of skill and size, mm-hmm. which isn't going to happen unless you bring in Chychrun, which he's not huge, but he's a bigger dude. So, I mean, I don't hate that, but I think you got to get rid of Lemieux, like, that, in the process.
You would not keep both. And Lemieux yeah. wound up being a fan favorite, and Delorier, yes, Delorier would be cheaper than Lemieux.
And... Lemieux's an RFA, so that's not a big deal. You just let him go, right? And I was on the Lemieux train, like, in the regular season. Whoa. And the fact that he just kind of, yeah, I know. Choo-choo.
How'd you get that ticket?
Secret. He's got a pretty great OnlyFans. I like the fact that he kind of disappeared in his role in the playoffs, like, was really disappointing for me, and I'm over it. If we can find someone, and it's not like Delorier's got an extensive playoff history, but we know what we have in Lemieux, and the unknown about someone like Delorier is more appealing to me.
Yeah, I don't know what Delorier's stats were, like how he is, you know, at his actual position, because Lemieux actually wound up being pretty good for his role. Could always use more goals out of everybody, but like I had no sure. complaints for what they expected from him.
Yeah. I don't know. I just said that the whole playoff, like we need that in the playoffs, especially with such a young team, and he didn't show up for it. And we got pushed around and punked by Edmonton, who, you know, was arguably one of the tougher teams in the playoffs.
Which is weird to think.
It's very weird to think. But I think that's the fact, at least in the West. I didn't pay a ton of attention to the East. But, I mean, grit-wise, I can't think of a – I would have thought it would have been Calgary, but they kind of disappeared. So
Delorier played 20 games, let's see, with Minnesota, scored 3 goals, no assists, was a minus 2. And before that, he 61 games with Anaheim, 5 goals, 5 assists. And a minus 9.
So not great.
Not great. You are getting him for one purpose. Size and grit.
Yeah.
Some protection for the kids. But, I mean, he's going to come cheap. I don't know. I don't necessarily hate it because we need a guy like that. He'd be a Big Mac replacement. I mean, honestly, when you think of around the league right now, there's not many people that are not going to that are going to whoop his ass. Big Mac being one of them, right? Yeah. But I mean, even though it doesn't matter, winning fights doesn't get you anything. It's standing up for your team. That's what matters.
Sure. Just take Tom Wilson. That's cool.
No, fuck that. He's a piece of shit.
Talk about a liability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking just because it just sucks that the guy can actually score goals.
He was like a fifth overall pick.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. Now he's a fucking goon.
A goon that can score, man.
Yeah.
He's like a Matthew Tkachuk.
He's like a unicorn and
except he actually red fights. Jersey.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. So.
Whoa. What the fuck, Mikey?
So. Fuck all the Wilsons. all right. Yeah, fuck it, Chuck. I like that.
You wouldn't say that if it was on our team.
Nope.
but we can now because he's not. So we got some voicemails.
Oh, boy.
I hope you like hearing from Mikey.
I do.
What did I do? Come on, man. One little comment. Are you that sensitive, Mike? Come on.
He's like a clitoris.
Whoa. I think George just called you a clit. Yeah, take a check. Either Tkachuk any date. Now, I don't know about. I'd take Matthew Tkachuk.
All right, here we go. Voicemail right, number Mikey. One.
I mean, guess it's all Mikey, right?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
We have a text message as well.
Oh, shit.
Get on that, Dennis.
I'll pull it up.
No, Dennis is going to like it.
Kings legend Curtis McDermott is a fucking Stanley Cup champion.
Whoop, whoop.
And Kings alumni Darcy Cooters is a Stanley Cup champion. And Grandpa Johnson is a Stanley Cup champion. Go, Farmer Kings, go! I can't fucking wait for October. God damn it. All right, fuck yourselves. I'll talk soon.
As in, like, 5 minutes, I'm assuming?
3 minutes, actually. So.
And that's when the email came through, so you know it was started before that.
I like I do like that. Celebrate the Kings that were part of that. That was good.
They don't exist anymore, right? They're no longer on the plane of existence according to Cohen.
As Kings, yeah. Yeah. But they're still players in the league.
Suck it, Zane!
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I like how you waited for that one.
Well, the text reads effing game. So there was no James in there. So I had no idea it was coming.
Oh, 1 point for Google.
Yeah, Google got me. You got me, Google. My mouth was open. All right, here we go.
All right.
Sick. Right, so also suck at James. He was like,
"You tried to stop it."
Good one. Let's think about it. Let's sit on. Ask again on the voicemail, just so that you drunk bitches don't forget. So, what is your absolute LA Kings acquisition? I guess is a better way to put it. Whether it be trade or free agency. Before or after the draft, just this entire offseason, if X move was the biggest move of the entire offseason, what does it absolutely at least have to be for you to say, I'm okay with that. I look forward to it, blah, blah, blah. You know, for me, thank you for asking. I would say... Like,
Sidney Crosby.
I'm okay with that if it's the only thing we do, if it's the biggest thing we do. I think it's trickery, honestly, because I'm not, like, I don't really give a fuck if we sign him or not, or if we get him or not. Yeah, it's a really good deal. It's only, what, 3 years at, like, $4 million? Somewhere around $4 million? Three more years?
But a lot of assets.
Like, that's awesome. Yeah, cool. He's offensive in the good sense of the term. Like, on the ice, he's offensive. He's not an offensive person. Although I don't know that. I don't know him personally. However,
sounds pretty offensive.
Like, it's a defenseman, dude. We have so many fucking defensemen. Like, a lot of right-handed defensemen, too. I know he's left-handed, he's left-side, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'd love to have him, don't get me wrong. But he's not the most exciting piece that most Kings fans are talking about. Like, I would love to see Fiala in a Kings jersey. I don't know if I'm absolutely fucking stupid for saying that, but I think I would really like seeing Fiala, because he's also young. And then, obviously, you can't say DeBrincat, because that's like the crown gem of this entire offseason. Whoever ends up with DeBrincat next season, if it's not the Blackhawks, they won, right? And now you guys are yelling about Gaudreau, but Gaudreau's going to cost damn near $10 million a year, and we have a lot of kids who are going to get paid in the next 3 or 4 years. So to have the brain.
Google cut you off for 3 minutes.
So Chychrun obviously is like the defenseman to talk about. It's going to take a very large return going back to Arizona to pry him away. Obviously, anybody who winds up with him is probably better for it. But, I mean, how much are you giving up? The Kings are in a unique position to be able to do that.
And the funny thing is, though, is like it can't just be picks, because I just looked up the Coyotes. They have 8 picks.
No, you're giving them prospects. They don't give a fuck about picks. And that was the talk.
In the first 3 rounds.
Jesus seven of those Christ.
Seven of those are in the first 2.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But Florida's in a position to offer Bobrovsky or Spencer Knight, along with a lot of other assets as well. So for Chychrun. But I don't know.
And the Coyotes have to hit a fucking cap minimum. So
Bobrovsky can definitely help with that.
Yeah.
Because he is way overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
Fiala, I'm torn on that one. Obviously, there's a ton of upside, but the dude is not disciplined and has a knack for getting suspended for injuring players, and I'm not a fan of that. So I don't know. I'm not saying I'd hate it. Just question.
Did the voicemail just hang up on me?
Anyways, yes.
Okay, short and sweet. Gaudreau, 7x10, not worth it. He's fucking almost 30, I think, if he's not 30.
Gaudreau ain't happening.
Spend it elsewhere. Because if you don't spend it elsewhere and you do spend it on him, you're not going to be able to spend it later on a Clark or a Byfield or a fucking Kaliev or a Kapari or a Helge Rand or whatever. You know? Yeah. Whoever signs Gaudreau 7x10 is fucked, I think. I think Gaudreau is going to be the bust of the free agency. Long term.
I think
long term.
Not for the first 5 years.
I would say Goudreau's like a 3 to 5 year investment.
Fuck it. Just get the Laurier and Lucic and let's just beat the shit out of the league until we get to the final. Right? Go Blues. Cool. Suck it, James.
Heard it.
Hang up on me again.
You tried.
What the fuck was that? You jerk it off?
And Jordan, honestly, I forgot the shit talk I gave to you. I forget what it was. Oh, your stupid game. Yeah, I played it, and I missed the next 3 days of work. So thank you for that. Go Kings, go!
You're drinking every time we fuck up a word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a hangover in a box.
That'll put you in the hospital.
Yeah, you're welcome. For 3 days off of work.
Why don't you guys ever answer my calls? Anyways, when are we doing bold predictions? Because I really want to get in on that.
The 101 is bumpy.
I really want to get in on that for next season. I already have two or three. I have three.
Write them down. Three. Because it's like the week before the season starts.
Suck it, James. All right.
Suck it, James. Okay. Got it.
Got it. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Is that four? I understand.
Okay. Leave a message at the phone.
No, that's what you're supposed to do.
Don't you know how voicemail works?
I partially cut out some of them.
Here we're there.
Yeah,
but Brink at Chikrin Knight, trade anyone needed to clear space, including Peterson. If you're trading Peterson for Knight,
and I follow,
then okay. But Peterson, unless you're getting someone like a Knight coming back, James. Peterson's not going anywhere.
No, and I don't think you trade Peterson for someone like a Knight in the first place, because you need the goalie now, potentially. Like, who knows if Quick has the same season for a full season that he did this year.
Well, the thing is, you need the goalie of the future, whoever that's going to be. And so this has got to be Peterson's year, because it's Quick's last year, right? I mean, maybe Quick will take a one-year deal at a time. But, he could hang him up after this year.
For sure. So, yeah, I don't know. The goalie situation, I think, is going to determine the Kings' longevity as a contender.
It could be a problem.
Whether Cal steps up or they make a move sooner than later to fix it. Knowing Blake, he's going to make the right move at the right time. And it's probably going to come out of fucking left field. And everyone's going to hate it at the time that it happens, but it's going to work out. So
I would not put it past Blake if Peterson's hasn't completely taken over the number one, to trade him at the deadline and bring in another goalie. I don't know who is next in line, who's the most NHL ready down in the pipeline, but our goalie pipeline is not what it used to be.
No. And to be fair, when we thought it was really good, they all kind of turned to shit once they left the Kings organization. So,
to be fair, and Jordan left no room on that one.
I know. I saved it though. Hey, just for anyone who thought I was the water bottle, we got a text from the water bottle. It says, "Hey guys, it's the water bottle." To be fair, the Acai truly, I don't even know why I said it right. The Acai truly reminds me of NyQuil and shitty tequila together. Not a fan. Does the
Is
water
that accurate?
Does not You're water not my bottle, if you know what I'm saying. Hey-o.
Whoa.
Getting dirty. Anyway, looking forward to these blockbuster trades that Blake is doing. All right. Well, gotta go. Go Kings go. Also, fuck you. Except Jordan. Or except Dennis.
I like how you fucked that one up. Thank you, water bottle.
Wow. So Dennis is the water bottle?
I mean, or
Dennis is giving hand jobs to the water bottle. Like,
I mean, I could Google voice an 805 number, I guess. Let's just call this number right now and find out who it is. You dial it up, James.
James, do it. James, do it.
It is 11:27 at night. Let's see who answers.
I'm getting a beer. Do it.
I'm even getting called out.
I know.
Oh, this phone better be ringing by the time I put my headphones back on. Mike called you a pussy.
See, what number is James calling from? The voicemail number or his own number?
It hung up.
What?
It wouldn't let me do it. Maybe my phone doesn't do it. I don't know. And I don't know if we do it from. It says Mikey picks up. Yeah, I don't think my phone lets me do it while we're recording. Because it wouldn't connect. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the water bottle?
Maybe.
You got to know if you're a water bottle. Dude, water bottle, did we wake you? It is off season. I think water bottle's asleep.
So I can't hear you through my phone, but I can hear you through Twitch.
Okay, so the water bottle's in the room. Follows Twitch. Okay. Outstanding. We're narrowing this down.
It narrows it down a lot.
Oh my God, so awkward.
I was going to go to bed, too. You guys are fuckers.
Well, you're in the room, so we know you're not asleep.
What up?
So, water bottle, are you with the Kings next year?
No.
You're not. The water bottle gets traded.
What up?
Wow. Wow, water bottle gets traded. That's a hot take. I didn't see that one coming.
I'm so happy this is happening right now.
Yeah. I got traded to Chicago for DeBrincat.
Oh.
How many of you, how many of your friends go with you? Is it a full case?
All of us.
All of us.
We have sponsored by Truly now.
The Kings have no water bottles, only seltzers on the sideline, on the bench sideline.
I mean, it sounds like a good time if you ask me.
That's a hot take too. Can you imagine? Truly hydration on the bench?
Truly hydration.
Now with electrolytes.
They better come
electrolytes
up with
and vodka, my favorite.
A sporting edition real quick.
That's how you beat Chicago.
All right, if you hate getting called at this hour, you got to blame Mikey.
I feel like I'm a little to blame, so apologies.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah.
Mikey's fault, for sure.
Ovechkin drinks Dr. Pepper. All right, well, thank you for Mikey's joining us on Twitch and the King's
Much
Realm.
Much to your chagrin at 11:30 at night.
Yeah. Water bottle, we appreciate you. We hope you don't get traded.
It's fun.
Yeah, that'd be sad. And if you do, just like we'll buy you like a FedEx like prepaid box and we'll just bring you right back to LA.
I'm on the plane.
Hey, what if we'll get him a cap made, right? Get him a Gatorade cap made. You can now put teams and shit on it. We'll just make sure there's a King cap so you always remember you can hang it up on your wall.
How about a King's Realm cap?
Ooh, a King's Realm cap. Hot take.
Even better.
Yeah, but according to Jesse, is he not existent anymore if he gets traded?
I feel like, I don't know. That was for players. He said nothing about water bottles.
That's true. It's true.
I feel like the water bottle lives on forever. Hang him in the rafters. Put that thunderbolt in the rafters. Let's
Whoa,
go.
It's not Nashville.
You don't know.
He just hang the water bottle up there. Like
hey, when DB goes up, so does his water bottles.
Just hanging from the bottom of the banner.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like an awesome life. You know, like
a water bottle penis on the banner. Just like
you get dang. To you get to attend every
Still
event.
Better
you know?
Than Kraken's banner.
Still better than it's a Kraken's true. Banner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kraken's have a banner.
Yeah, it was like first game in Seattle bullshit. Yeah.
We
made fun of it, and then James defended it because he's an asshole.
I don't know about all that, but okay.
The only first game as a franchise banner you can raise is what Vegas did.
Right.
So tragedy has to happen?
No, you just don't hang banners, right?
Yeah, because it did. They were honoring people.
God damn it, Jordan.
Jesus,
well, I don't know.
Jordan.
Sorry. Jeez.
Thank you, James, for having my back on that
Hell
one.
Hell yeah. Any chance I can to yell at Jordan.
Fair enough. Should we put the water bottle to bed?
Well, back I think, why don't we close out with the water bottle? We can do a Go Kings Go all together. This delay is going to be awesome.
I'm so excited especially for it. With the phone on it. Oh, my God.
Yep, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. Before we go, anyone who's listening, let us know what you want to hear, some ideas for the off-season. Because We need content. And also, we love hearing from you guys. So if you want to call and leave 87 voicemails like Mikey, we could use that. Because it's a lot of fun. But like, if you have any ideas for Triple Crown lines or anything like that for us to talk about, you know, in the off season, or if you have questions for like rumors or whatever it is, bring it on.
We're here for it.
Yes.
Yeah, we now figured out how to do video. So
barely.
Shit.
Barely.
The old man figured out the Twitch.
I'm impressed.
You know?
I mean, and he figured it out within like 15 minutes too.
Yeah. Same day as the challenge.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's how you get shit done. You just challenge James. On that note, be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Realm Pod, and be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and leave us a voicemail, just like Mikey, or send us a text, just like the water bottle, at 562-317-0087. Hey, and maybe we'll even call you in the middle of the night, yeah. You know? Hey, fuck it. And check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com and pick yourself another podcast to listen to. Just don't stop listening to us, you know? You gotta stay listening to us.
Right.
So, for James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, the water bottle, Mikey, everybody on Twitch, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Go Kings, go!
Yes! Go Kings, go! You're leaving it just like that. That was awesome.
Beautiful.
That couldn't have been more
beautiful.
Perfect.
Oh shit.
Thank you so much for picking up your phone, water bottle.
That was so amazing.